Smarter guy in law and history than him. I know my stuff. He teaches me stuff all the time. We're out of time here, but I want to recap that everything the Wall Street Journal and past had to lie about Trump because I know the issues. 99% was lies. Now Trump's all over the map every day telling different stories 5 or 6 times. They reported what I was told. Barnes started getting this 3 months ago. He's got a lot of sources, some of the same ones. Because they're scared to go public. They give it to me. I had Charlie Kirk calling me up before he got killed saying, expose Epstein, expose Iran. They want to go full war. The text messages are public. The statements, you know, that happened. But I got people, you know, up there telling me, hey, don't go bad on Wiles. She's trying to stop him going to full war with Iran. Now she's publicly doing it, saying challenge Trump. Not that she's perfect. She just wants to make money. A lobbyist, basically. You know, Bondi's out. So they put somebody even worse in. Todd Blanche. But it's confirmed they threw Trump out of the Situation Room. Notice he hasn't challenged that in a week since that came out. AOL, New York Times, Washington Post. That happened because he's just yelling and screaming and freaking out and in there constantly because he does care. But he's like a little kid. And so it's just absolutely amazing to watch all of this. But going back to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who's not some shrinking violet. He's not some dove. Or neither is Eric Prince saying this war was a terrible idea. Or the Pentagon's own assessment, and Israel lying to Trump, which is all confirmed, but Trump coming and saying, ready the nuclear weapons, prepare them, load them, give me the strike profiles, and because some of that came out, but give your inside baseball more on that so we can add it to the report we're about, because that is so important from your intel, exactly what happened.
Yeah, Mark Levin was encouraging the president to use nuclear weapons in Iran as the ultimate solution, and so this past weekend, he asked General Kane to bring him the profile of the of practicing using the nuclear codes, how he would use them for to strike Iran, where they would strike in Iran, what the options and choices were to strike in Iran. And he wanted that as part of the discussion in the Situation Room this past weekend. And General Kane, exercising his duties and obligations under Article 92 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which says you cannot obey an unlawful order, knew the use of nuclear weapons would be an unlawful order, knew the president made public statements about wanting to destroy the entire civilization of Iran, providing genocidal intent, which would make that order unlawful as well, both under our statutes and under our Constitution and under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, instructed the president, you can't, no, we're not going to go there. I'm not going to give you that profile. We're not going to go through the code discussion. We're not going to go. We're not going to practice.
That's right. He called for the nuclear menu, and Newsweek says no evidence of that. We had all the surrogates and Trump saying it and saying, I'll destroy you in one day. Then he backed off and said on Truth Social, okay, I won't use nukes. And then the stock market went back up and oil went down, and now he was back at it. What is your intel that really happened?
That is absolutely what really happened. Larry Johnson has some of the best sources in the country. Larry Johnson's a longtime former ex-CIA analyst. Just go back and look what he's been talking about this war. He was telling us things were going sideways before we knew about them going sideways.
He predicted everything as it happened.
Absolutely. Talked about the various places getting hit before it was public knowledge, certain planes getting hit before it was public knowledge, certain disasters in western Iran when we had the pilot recovery, disclosed a lot of that information. So he's been ahead of the curve. It's also completely consistent with what has been happening over the last 3 months and what just happened 2 weeks ago. When he was talking about what happened in the Situation Room, people were like, oh, no, a couple of weeks ago. Now the Wall Street Journal confirms it. Now the AP confirms it. Now a whole bunch of sources confirm it. So this has been happening at a regular basis.
Yeah, you Trump can find is asking for the nuclear strike menus.
That's exactly right. And again, folks, just go to what Mark Levin was talking about 2 days before that. He was saying, look at how we use nuclear weapons against Japan. So, I mean, he was promoting.
And Trump said, tune in tonight to hear what I'm thinking. All right. People can find your show, all your great work. Barnes, thank you so much. I want you on the last day we're on air, the 30th. Promise me you'll lock that down. In fact, I want to end the broadcast with you. I'm going to go late into the night. Thank you so much. God bless you. And let's try to fix this.
Absolutely. Glad to be here, Alex.
This interview is sure to go viral like the one 2 weeks ago. Let's get it out, folks. You're the Paul Revere's. We're handing you the ball. Victor Boot from Russia, military expert, geopolitical analyst. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it.
This stuff works, man.
Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
So, Victor Booth's been joining us once a week, and I really appreciate it. He was on last week with our guest host, Matt Bracken, but he was on with me 2 weeks ago and said his intel was the U.S. was preparing strike options with nuclear weapons. We've now confirmed that Trump has been asking the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff for strike options for nuclear weapons in Iran. And I can tell you that down even into Central Command and into Army Special Operations, they are now openly, and these are loyal Americans, not leftists, about what are we going to do with Trump? He's gone insane. So I'm very upset about this. I have to report the truth to you. We see Trump on a daily basis. We've won the war 28 times, 10 times the strait is open. Israel attacks Lebanon to keep us in the war. He says, Israel, I control you. You're ordered not to do it. They double the attacks, blow up 34,000 Christian homes. Tanks driving around, just mowing down, blowing up churches, pulling down statues of Jesus, smashing them. I mean, Israel is just trying to be as provocative. Israel's putting videos out of them doing this. Israel says, we're going to go after Turkey next. And I mean, just mad dog crazy. So we know Trump's got frontal lobe dementia. That's what all the signs fit. But what does Israel have? I mean, this is megalomania. Iran says if it's not over in 2 weeks, they've got new cards for the battlefield, a bunch of weapons they haven't used. All my analysis says they have got a bunch of stuff they've got up their sleeve, and they've proven they can close the strait as long as they want. So Victor Boot is a high-level elected official over regional government in Russia, former famous businessman, soldier, and really geopolitical analyst and expert. I'd call him kind of the Eric Prince Russian version. Eric Prince, by the way, here, founder of Blackwater, was totally against this war, predicted everything would happen. He spent 10 years in the infamous CMU unit, United States Penitentiary in Marion, as a political prisoner. In December 2022, he was exchanged in the prisoner swap with Brittany Griner. He is now deputy in the region, and we'll get into all that. Real Victor Boot, he just launched a few weeks ago on X. Real Victor Boot, B-O-U-T, on X. So it's great to have him here with us. But obviously, things are deteriorating quickly. The Wall Street Journal reports, and I have sources that already said this, so I can tell you it's accurate, that Trump is beside himself being trapped in this war, but just basically gyrates between thinking everything's going to be okay to not knowing what to do, and that Israel's got basically full control of his brain. And then we've got major articles that tie into this. Talk about the end of the First Amendment. The U.S. government has announced anyone that criticizes Israel in any way, and even the war, will be banned from entering the United States for the World Cup and then other events. Now, translate that. It means NSA technology, not just Palantir, there's a whole scope of it, is watching everything you say, and if you criticize this war, we're going to get you. The ADL called for this a month ago. So this is a whole new level of tyranny. So Victor Boot, thank you for joining us. I always end up asking the questions, but you've got a lot of points you'd like to make. Would you like to start with an update on the war, both? It's all part of the same war, globally, a new world war, call it what you want, in Iran, where that's going, how it ties into Ukraine, what's happening there, and just any other angles or ideas of how to diffuse this situation. Victor Boot, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Alex. Well, you're absolutely right. It's getting every time more crazier and crazier. You can't even, give a proper how to even name it. It's really out of the all limits. It's craziness, whether it's dementia, whether it's a global a plan to really to do the new reset. But definitely, it doesn't go very well for everybody. First of all, a part of we are in the age when this, truth will expire in several hours, and we're expecting what would be the next decision made by Trump. Basically, he has three choices: whether he gonna again attacking Iran, bomb it, but it definitely will not bring anything new. It would be the same result. Regime and the Iranian people are rooting for their own independence. It would be impossible to do anything with them unless they decide to launch the ground operation, which is a, I doubt that Trump have a guts to go for the ground operation, especially after that disastrous attempt to go and dig for the enriched uranium near the Isfahan. And the third one, which would be no war, no peace situation, which is again, he will manipulate the stock market, making every time, additional $500 million, $1 billion, because somebody having inside information, either they're gonna predict that the price of oil will go up or will go down or something on that matter. But what is I have just recently, about half an hour ago, it's very interesting update. Finally, Iranians, maybe for the first time, telling that, hey, if United States attack us again, we will be ready to shift the military action on US soil. Think of this. And that was not just a rumors. Apparently, I can even tell the name who said this. This is a deputy of their parliamentary commission for national security, Abbas Moqtadi, Moqtadai, who actually says if they're threatening to us, well, this is a direct quote. Now they won't again come to us and attack us. We don't want war, but if they attack us, what we have to sit and do nothing. So this will lead to situation where there is would be our response on the streets of United States, and Trump must know that. So do Iran have the missiles which can reach United States? Well, maybe not yet. But they definitely have enough drones. And think of this, there is a bunch of the ships in Atlantic or Pacific, which can be a perfect launch basis, because one container opens up and there is a swarm of the drones, which goes and definitely start inflicting the damage to United States. Not even critical one, it's just
So you're getting at
political
the
issue.
Iran statement that we got a lot of cards we haven't played yet.
Correct, that's exactly. And this is one of these confirming. And look, and this situation, Iranians have been playing very responsibly, especially we know what's happening with this negotiation in Islamabad. Apparently, G.D. Vance was not allowed to go. Kushner and Witkoff, so-called negotiators, are still in, Washington. So basically, again, eventually, Trump used this as a pretext to just continue the war. If they've been negotiating in the good faith, we don't know yet. There is not much leaks going from American side, but one thing is very clear that we are very, very far from peaceful resolution, and situation is really, as you said, maybe half an inch now from the going into nuclear
But
stage. And when it goes to the
you hit my key question, but only from from an angle. I want you to get into it deeper, Victor. Clearly, Trump is a different Trump. He's all over the place. He's saying things that are wrong constantly. He said the war's been going 5 months, just today, just all sorts of things. Clearly, he's degraded. But that's what my point was. Israel's not degraded and is stoking all of this, even though every outcome is horrible, even for them down the road. I know because Netanyahu by October will be in prison if he doesn't stoke this war. So we know his motive and then some of his controllers. But either way you slice it, it is insane. I mean, even if someone has full mental capacity, it's still not even rolling dice here. This is not in well. It's been proven as the Pentagon. Everybody else told Trump. Now he's mad at everybody. Now they had to throw him out of the Situation Room. I've confirmed that. And they just told him, please go. And he did finally listen because he's yelling and screaming constantly. And I've confirmed this for months. It's getting worse. And so I'm just wondering how far this goes. But what about the mindset of Israel? What is wrong with them?
Well, it's difficult to say. It's definitely something on fanatical level where it's more now, you know, going to these religious zealots who decided their chance. We know there is a, you know, calls for this Messiah to appear very soon, that they are, you know, soldiers openly wearing a great Israel insignia, telling, oh, this is time from, you know, one river to Euphrates River, and so on. So basically,
you got the red heifer, and you got the third temple, and Trump's going to read about the third temple tomorrow. No, tonight. Did you hear he's going to read about the building of the temple tonight on TV?
Yeah, correct. And look, it's not only this. They're looking for pretext how to destroy the Ajax Amoks. You know, they talking openly, you know, about the completely demolished.
Well, that's right. The head of Israeli intelligence said a month ago, we should shoot our own missile at the mosque at the Temple Mount and blame it on Iran and blow it up, which is the third most holy site. The Muslims will go completely ape if that happens.
Well, that's it. They're just trying to ignite, you know, all-out war. And think of this, no reasonable military expert would say that if all Arabs, all Muslims will definitely unite and declare Israeli like enemies because they destroy Ajax Amoks, how long Israel can withstand that?
And by the way, we know in the war games, they'll just drive across in Jeeps and Humvees and trucks and you know all of it, and there's not enough munitions that the U.S. or Israel has to stop millions of Muslims just driving across in their vehicles with handguns and rifles. It's over for Israel then.
That's it. That's like, I don't know, whether they deciding, you know, it's a equivalent of committing suicide by cop. Maybe, you know, these elites deciding to commit suicide of entire country. Let's create the war and let's, you know, as a result of this war, we killed, you know, ourselves. Who knows? Because we see recently they're committing economical suicide very easily. Now, why not, you know, Bibi deciding, let me commit, you know, a entire, you know, country suicide this way, you know, by calling aggression or by attacking Iran. Who knows? But that's definitely, as you said, not only the Trump issue with the dementia, but I think there is something also there. The specialist, psychologist or psychiatrist has to look and think what is and why, you know, Israeli leadership behaving like that. Because no any reasonable leader of its own country will act in this situation on such disregard just to the, you know, obvious facts as a, okay, can you really withstand this? Can you afford to have this damage? Can you see any future? Because, look, if you are starting the war without thinking how you want to end this war, if you're starting the war without your clear political objectives, so you are in situation right now. Look, it's very now confusing even to listen. What was the objective for Trump to start the war? You know, that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapons anymore, or that, you know, international threat, international
he
terrorist.
He said again on Fox today, the war is won.
Well, that's it. How many times he already declared that the bloody war is won? But why he not backing off? That's the problem. And the problem is a question for me, like for anybody, at least, you know, I know. Look, America was bragging for so long that they have this check and balances in the government, that president cannot take any stupid decision without Congress, you know, put, you know, brakes on him. But apparently there is a Congress, there is a, you know, all the other chambers, but nothing happened. Nobody trying even to press on these brakes, or eventually brakes not working. So what are we going to do if, you know, tomorrow Trump's give this order, go and nuke the Iran? So, I mean, then it's very difficult to predict what's going to happen next. And this is now becoming a mess because it's not only Trump shut down the oil supply, he cut off critical other material. There is a shortage of aluminum, shortage of fertilizer, shortage of the gallium gas for the microchips, which cause shortage of the, you know, precursors and the raw material for petrochemicals, which means all that sophisticated plastic, cardboard stuff, all will be very soon in a short supply. Population of many countries will face hunger because there is not enough fertilizer. So every person on this planet will, you know, say the name of the Trump and curse him for maybe several generations, and we are lucky to survive. That's the issue.
Well, that's right, and it all started changing 9 months ago. And just looking at Israel's psychology, 34,000 homes, that's an international assessment, blown up in the last month by Israel. They blew up the only bridges from southern to northern Lebanon. They're blowing up ancient churches. The Israelis then go in and tear down the crucifix, Jesus, everything, and broadcast it, and then say, oh, we're sorry. They're clearly trying to cause a provocation, which is like suicide by war. Because you're a military analyst. I'm a layperson. I study it. There's no good way here. It's like, let's be evil. Let's be crazy. And Israel didn't used to be this bad. I mean, they are totally, and I see on Israeli TV, we're going to nuke everybody. We're God, the third temple leaders. We're unstoppable. We rule the earth. It's like a demon has possessed Israel's leadership.
Correct. They only bring to the world destruction, bombing, you know, and the Trump deciding, oh, he also drank this Kool-Aid of suicide cult and going exactly with the same. Let's go to bomb is, you know, in Iran hospitals. Let's bomb their power station. Let's bomb all their bridges. Let's bomb, you know, everything else.
All their universities. Iran. While people, during the day, they blow them up when they're full of people.
Well, they don't care. And that's where the problem is. You know, what we do if the person who can press this famous big red button are completely unfit and crazy. What the mechanism now the United States have to stop it, whether the, you know, somebody at the top military leadership of United States have enough guts and courage come and to say, hey, it's in legal order. You know, we yet to see that. But the problem
well, I'm
is
told the chairman basically, I'm told the chairman told him that over the weekend.
Yeah, the idea is, look, either this would be cool right in the White House to prevent the complete destruction of the whatever we understand of the normal peaceful life. Because right now, as we speak, the consequences of this attack on Iran, of the Israel and United States already will be reverberating at least for the 1.5 year if we stop today and try to repair the damage. So the question is, think of this. If the new stage of this conflict will start tomorrow again, then we are coming into the eventually, if not nuclear winter, but definitely a very deep economical crisis.
Economic winter, exactly. So pulling back here, imagine, you know, what the Russians are doing, what the Chinese are doing, where everybody else is going to get very prepared, what do you call it, belligerent, just ready to fight. And then you know the subs, the weapons are all, the locks are off, the fingers are on the dials now, because you would expect that. Russia's encircled with high-speed missiles that can be loaded quickly with nukes for a sneak attack, as Putin said. We see a large aeronautical attack. We got to commit to hit. We got to get our missiles off. That's our doctrine, too. I mean, this is, you can feel that, you can cut the danger in the air with a knife.
Correct. And this is why even that famous doomsday clock is now what, 80 seconds? It's never been that short to the, you know, end of it. Look, there is no even way to really say, okay, what is a, how to find the off-ramp for this situation? Because look, there is no diplomacy anymore left because nobody will trust to the way United States, by its behavior, destroyed all rules and principle of diplomacy. While you're having negotiation, you're attacking and killing some other leadership, and then you're sending the same team of negotiators back to Iran and thinking, oh, they must surrender, they must give. And you flipping your demands every time, and there is no clear desire really to find the settlements, whether it's United States, whether it's Israel's. And Israel behaving like, you know, completely bully of the bloc, who said, look, I don't care. I just go and, you know, stop the fight, whatever consequences will be.
Because they think and their big brother America is going to be there.
That's right, but the underlying question is very simple. Look, what Trump is doing, he is really destroying, first of all, the international finance system based on petrodollar. You see, you know that they recently, UAE, what was yesterday or day before yesterday, when they came to the United States and said, hey, because we've got this so huge damage, please pay our bills. You know,
yeah,
we're not
bail
asking
us out.
For this
and, if they don't, Trump is weakening the petrodollar that is the source, not our military. The real source is the petrodollar.
Correct. Now what the UAE telling, either you cover us, the whatever we lost because of this, because we are not anymore exporting the oil through the Hormuz Strait because of shutdown by you, you know, we will be forced to switch to trade into the Chinese yuan or other currencies. And if this, you know, UAE stop trading, and they've been the biggest traders in the, you know, diesel, in the gas, and all other products, not even crude. This is basically end of the petrodollar dominance. How are you going to force, you know, then Saudis, then the Qataris to sell anything into dollars?
And again, the Pentagon told Trump that Iran would hit the UAE and everywhere else bases were, and it happened. Just, I mean, that's why Eric Prince couldn't believe he did it. I mean, I blame Israel again, because Trump is a mental midget when it comes to military. Even before, I have to say it. I mean, Israel is psychotic. Israel's leadership literally should be locked up. They're demons.
Well, I don't know whether you put them in suicide watch, you know, kind for country, or what you do, you know, strip them of all clothes, you know, make sure they're not wearing anything to harm themselves. But the problem is they're trying to harm entire planet. And that's the issue.
What do you think of Israel's new plan they're all pushing to hit Turkey next? They have the biggest military in Europe, conventional.
Well, that's why, look, if you see insanity in its pure form, what you going to do? You know, if somebody going to be berserk or completely crazy, how you going to stop him? You know, call the, the special ambulance to pack them and bring to some safe place? I don't know. That's really, we need to find the answer for this. But very interesting points is, just recently saw the statistics of the attacks. Apparently, Iranians attack UAE like 3,000 and whatever, you know, over 600 missiles was attacked, or whatever, drones altogether, you know, attacks on military sites on UAE, and only 2,800 to Israel. Think of this and why it's happened. Apparently, the Americans use the UAE territory to stage an attack against Iran. So Iran responded. And what kind of craziness you will be when you're attacking from even residential areas near Ras Al Khaimah in UAE, near other, you know, stuff, intentionally waiting that there is would be damage for civilian infrastructure, and then blame Iran? That's really out of the any proportion.
By the way, guys, pull up maps of Iranian strikes versus U.S.-Israel strikes. And it was even in The Economist magazine, I saw an online data point. The Iranian strikes are incredible precision, and they go, oh, look, they're better than Israel and the U.S. No, they're not better than ours. They're 30 years behind. We're bombing civilians on purpose. It's not misguided. It's terrorism. Not in our name, folks. Victor Boot is on fire. He's my guest. Follow him on X at Real Victor Boot. I'll be right back in a few minutes. Stay with us. My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15-20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke, in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. Now, I've been telling you this for decades. They have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer, but they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com if you're a VIP member for 50% off, regular customers 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation, total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you feel in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Elected official in Russia, former political prisoner, geopolitical military expert, international businessman. I've been asking a lot of questions, interrupting quite a bit, but it's been powerful information. I'm going to give you the floor the next 10 minutes or so to go wherever you want. Then I've got some other questions and just give you an update of what's happening here, because even though Trump's got a lot of issues, some of this is conscious. He's throwing the election for the Democrats. I've talked to folks during the meetings. He has a 32% approval rating. He took the Justice Department investigation off of what happened to us with the previous administration, with the CIA and FBI running the attacks on us that got declassified, even by his administration earlier, over a year ago. And now, since I've been really going after Trump the last month, you can see it all over the news. All the known Democrat Party operatives at MSNBC, CNN, you name it, New York Times, that we know are spooks, okay? So it's the CIA. It's Obama's people, actually. Now Obama's known operatives have opened up on me. And it's not about making me the story. It's just a fact. Hundreds of articles again today, dirty tricks. As soon as I did that, they opened up on me, which I've already seen. Trump didn't understand this, the first admin, how the CIA-controlled Operation Mockingbird, Modern Systems, under the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act, where they call you a Russian agent or something else, they do this to you. But now what they did to me starting 10 years ago, they've now relaunched in earnest the minute I came out and said 25th Amendment him. So that adds into this whole constellation, what you warned up a few weeks ago, that they're going to start coming after the people that are exposing this. And I can now tell you they are moving very fast, Victor. You've got the floor.
Yeah, correct. Look, because we have now to think about two facts. Whether the Trump was really a Trojan horse using the all these, you know, talking points about MAGA, make America great again, why we need the foreign entanglements, endless war, we need to mind our business, you know, reconstruct, make, you know, America beautiful again. And then the people trust him. That's why how he was able to really, really win the last election. But then, you know, I don't believe he just changed his mind, you know, after the election, whatever. I think this was a get-go plan from beginning, how they let him win this election. Why the Obama operatives and all that, you know, forces and troops who've been ready to create a riot and panic after the election result was announced, apparently was very quiet. There was no, you know, riots. Nobody burned anything when the Trump win the election. So eventually somebody say, okay, keep it down, keep it down. And plus, you know, we know that they all belongs to the same Epstein coalition, basically. All those actors, all those name of politicians, all those, you know, people who ever goes, how you call it, movers and shakers of the present day politics in the United States are in Epstein files, including Trump himself. So this is a starting point, you know. Second one, okay, where is logic? If Trump behaved like this, either he perfectly know and have this scenario where somebody on his closest cycle say, "This will be no election, don't worry. How? We will call, we start the war, we call the emergency, we put, you know, shut down everything, we put FEMA concentration camp, activate them, we put those who dissent at this concentration camp, shut them down. Well, we have a couple voices, we need definitely those independent ones whom we cannot buy, whom we cannot shut down, let's close them down." And then the remaining pillar of American system, independent courts, would be also completely, you know, demolished and removed. And then you have 100% dictatorship. And then the Trump will be, you know, bluffing and laughing. "Now I am an emperor." And this would be end of the everything, you know, for last, what, 30, 40 years that you guys been trying and pushing and not letting American people to lose their hope would be done. We know perfectly well that the main reason that the globalists decided that they are too tired to play with the democracy. Since, what, maybe 60, 70 years ago, they said, "Look, let's go back to the feudal time. We need to bring every population as a servant, and those who want to fight for us, maybe they will have a little bit more."
That's right. The Club of Rome of the 60s said, "We want to go back to feudalism."
Yeah, correct. They call it new feudalism. And all this transnational corporation, all this. So it's end of the any middle class as we know it. And it's practically happened. It's everybody going to live very close or beyond the poverty line. And only, you know, very few rich and wealthy will enjoy the real, you know, life of the land and the slave owners. That's what's going on. That's their plan, in fact. And of course, they decided there is so many countries with so many population, they need to starve to death. So let's close and create energy lockdown, food lockdown.
Which is why Larry Fink, exactly, the real target isn't Iran, it's the world. And that's why Trump definitely thought he was going to be a hero with this and thought he would win, the Israelis told him. But at the end of the day, Larry Fink is so happy at BlackRock and the British intel right. that runs him to the Rothschilds, because they're laughing, saying finally they're getting their great reset. Just like COVID doubled the wealthy's money, cut half the wealth of the middle class and poor. Now this is about to do it again.
Well, this may be the last break which can stop them to go into nuclear stage, because I don't believe that the Black Rust won't to see all their wealth evaporate if the nuclear war starts, you know. But in this crazy game, when you have a basically the cult-like, you know, suicidal cult-like satanist people who is there completely uncontrolled, it's hard to predict, you know, because they are not only playing one against another. There is a within the satanist, everybody fights against each other. You know, and they try to kill us all. And this is an issue. It's difficult even to wrap our minds around this idea, how it's even possible.
It's the opposite of a social contract. I remember Elon Musk last year at the World Government Summit, they used to deny that, I think it was in Dubai, he said to them, he said, listen, at the end of a reset, we always start wars to get control. He goes, I've done the numbers. We can't, even if you were for your evil plan, a bunch of countries are going to fight. It's going to cause a giant war. We're all going to get killed in it. The elite has to get out of this cycle, bring prosperity to everybody, or we're all dead, which all the numbers show. This, but instead, they're going with the old model where the British king will get with the French king, their cousins. This is in the history books. They say, we're having uprisings in both countries. Let's have a war to kill off our peasants. And this is, but you can't do that with all the nuclear and biological weapons and other nasty stuff. And that's what Elon Musk told him. And a lot of elites are listening to that, but not enough.
Yeah, not enough. And another issue which I think would be interesting fact. Look, right now, technologically, we're very close to have a robots do the fighting. You know, if now we see what the Elon Musk doing and other startups in America, how the Chinese advance in these robots. So somebody said that Trump entertained this idea that, you know, his solution will be is to start with, 50, 60,000 robots, send them through. You know, when it works, then why you need to...
Yeah, no, they admit Ukraine's secret weapon, there is, I can tell you, this is actually in the news, my sources confirmed it. They are building all these factories, claiming it's for civilian use, but they've got the AI ready, and they think the secret weapon, why they want to drag the war out, is going to be deploying... That's what I was told, up to 100,000 ground robots. You think of bipedal, folks. They're actually little tanks, mainly, that actually launch drones and things. But, yeah, they're preparing hundreds of thousands of robots to attack Russia. Well, China will just supply Russia with robots.
Well, it's not only this. We are quite also advanced in kind of the different robots, and then we also, you know, testing them. So it's not like we would be unprepared.
No, I know Russia has great robots, too. I'm just saying China can mass produce them.
Correct. The China can mass produce it. At least right now, Russia, you know, producing all, drones and the majority of the system we are using in this war by ourselves, because there is a lot of startups. Our all big holdings also been very efficient to, you know, scale the its own production of all kind of the new weapons. That's not the
and
issue.
And those are just flying but robots. So I know Russia's got, I'm just saying, regardless, whatever the U.S. scales up, Russia's triple producing.
Correct. And the problem is, Ukrainians became a just, you know, a proxy element of this war. And definitely next stage will be, as, you know, last week, Russian Ministry of Defense already published the list of the targets. It's all Ukrainian factories on the territory of the, you know, Poland, Finland, Norway, Denmark, UK, France, Italy, Spain, Turkey, and all these considered legitimate targets because they belongs to the enemy.
Stop. Go slow, because I forgot this happened. I saw that. Russia's now saying, look, you're supplying the war. You're using it as a proxy, a hybrid war. So Russia is now publishing legitimate military targets. The West has already hit inside Russia. That's a big line to cross, but Russia is saying on guard, declaring it. Start over and explain that.
Okay, look, it's very simple. So Ministry of Defense saying that they, hey, since Ukraine decided to move their military production lines to safety to the Europe, an European country been bragging about, oh, we have the Ukrainian missile factory open in Denmark. Here we're producing, propulsion models of these rockets. Here we're producing engines for this rocket. Here we're producing, drones. Here we're producing ammunition. It's all not to the Europeans. It's Ukrainian factory. So guess what? Now Russia saying all this legitimate target, we targeted them. So don't be surprised if you get warning, remove your, evacuate the workers. We don't want, people to be killed, and we just demolish this. Look what the United States will do, or, any other country in this situation. It's complete, logical, especially in the war, because this is the enemy factories. We don't care where they're located. We need to fight and destroy them. Think of this: if, for instance, Iran decide to move their, enrichment plant to Afghanistan, did the United States will say, "Oh, it's not in Iran; it's Afghanistan." They're gonna bomb it. The same true for then to Russia to do exactly the same.
So, what is Russia's message to Europe? You better stop. But Europe's not gonna stop. They've been trying to lure Russia into direct conflict to trigger NATO articles.
Well, I don't believe now United States gonna step in for the Europe if there is would be conflict. On my opinion that for the United States, Europe is a more serious threat than the Russia or the China combined. Okay, the everything was
yeah. Europe is directly trying to shut down our industry, shut down our speech. I agree. It's the real. It's the new Soviet Union. Right.
Correct. And this already Cold War going, between the United States and Europe for several years minimum. So what would be solution? The only solution will be is to make sure that Europe cannot compete with the United States because they're both, European civilization and what they can do nothing. Now, then the Ukraine right now, not on the focus of this conflict, but the Europeans, especially the British, will use this as a final, trump card to throw in this, fire. Oh, let's go and start then all-out war, global war. In this case, as we said, it's very difficult to really calculate carefully.
So how does Russia accelerate this and end it? Because Trump tried, but he hasn't, though he's pulling resources to Iran. What do you think Russia's going to do?
Well, first of all, Trump promised a lot during the Alaska meeting to Putin that he's going to, make sure necessary to stop it. Apparently, there was a change of heart. Trump decided, why I need to stop it? Look, I'm selling the weaponry to the Ukrainians. I'm providing them the intelligence. I'm still, interested that, let Ukrainians weaken the Russia. It would be not bad for United States.
He adopted the neocon statement about the Ukrainians are killing the Russians, so it's great. Correct. He went from caring about the 30,000 dead a month to loving it.
Yeah, but the problem is there would be all this Ukrainian factor will now become not only the serious headache for Trump, because look, for all these two terms of the Trump, while he was the president, Ukrainian factor was always cause of his impeachments, cause of the scandals. Ukraine have been always in bed with the Democrats. So basically they are globalist agents. And, it's difficult to deny that the Zelensky now openly bragging, look, I just will, hold on till the, midterm election. Trump become when he lose the majority in the both chambers.
Yeah, lame duck.
Lame duck. And then, Democrats will again want all the assistance to
sure,
us.
Sure, well, here's my question. I have no doubt that Russia couldn't have killed Zelensky as much as he's out and about. Why isn't Russia taken out? And I'm not calling for that. I'm asking a serious question. Why is Zelensky still above ground?
Well, I guess there was a certain I would say, agreements made at the beginning of this war that would be no, you know, a liquidation of the leadership of Ukraine. And to give all credits due to Putin, if he give agreement, if he give his word, if there is was agreement, he's going to stick to
but
the
last
you know,
to kill Putin.
Second of it.
But they've been trying to kill yeah. Putin.
Well, that's another one. But since we are living in the war where there is no rules, no agreements, no any words, worse, nothing, especially when they, you know, United States and Europe destroyed all international law and they brag about this. They destroyed all tradition of the normal war and they brag about this. You know, the Israelis now destroying just a remaining decent human, you know, sense of any army. How you on earth you go and start chopping the Jesus sculpture of the Christianity, and then you said, "Oh, we are sorry, we're going to investigate." Which something is going on. It's not
well, they
by
blow
chance.
Up churches. So let me ask you this.
Correct. Yeah.
I'm not a Russia expert so, like you, but I have studied it. Am I wrong to say that if NATO or Zelensky, same thing, was able to kill Putin? Isn't he more moderate than the hardliners? And wouldn't that energize the Russians? Like they're trying, they admit they tried to kill Putin. They've called for it. Once he said he'll be dead soon, Lady Graham has called for it. I mean, what would happen if Putin was killed?
Well, listen, the Putin trying to, I would say, balance, especially keeping in check our, you know, also, you know, the part of society, which is eventually the major part of society, he wants. Very active end of this war to put all the might and, you know, not to have this sweet talk with them or negotiating or sticking since they are not sticking to any arrangement.
Like World War II, the Russians just roll into Germany with artillery and flatten everything.
Correct. Correct, correct. So I think the Putin right now, he is the most moderate and most liberal, you know, president Russia would ever have. And, you know, he's present trying to balance interest, and he is very pragmatic. So all the calculation was made for the, you know, keeping in the picture, not only desires, emotional, I would say, background, but also very coldly calculated situation geopolitically. And he is a great master to very, very carefully think through the all consequences. And he very, very cautious. And everything Russia does is not because, you know, Russia wants to do it, but because now they have to do it at this moment.
No, I agree. It's been extremely restrained. So I don't like to talk about it, but
restrained.
If they killed Putin, which they've been trying to do, which is even more insane, what would happen? I mean, it would not be good.
Well, first of all, I think Russia have very efficient, you know, service which is protecting him personally, physically, you know, and emotionally. At least for last, you know, what, 20 years.
No, but it's hypothetical because NATO has been trying to kill him, which shows how crazy they are. Because I know what your answer will be if you say it. It would be a major escalation, right?
Well, it would be immediately a beginning of the nuclear war. You know, if any attempts to kill our president, we consider like attack on our sovereignty. So we answer with all mights and we will start destroying all those decision centers and all those concentration, you know.
So London would get, as soon as Putin hits the ground, missiles go to London.
Definitely. Not only to London, but goes to all over the Europe and eventually also go for the, you know, United States, because without United States, permission, that can be happening.
Well, you disagree with me? I mean, it looks like NATO has attacked his house a bunch, attacked the Kremlin, attacked the bases. They've been trying to kill Putin. Well, my point is that's crazy.
Well, let's be also, let's a little bit talks about the facts. Just to say, yes, they tried to attack the Kremlin once, and it was one in 2023. Well, several drones hit the, you know, really the Kremlin, but they never damaged anything. It was a clip repair. It was mainly, I would say, Ukrainian tried to launch some attacks. Seeing that, the air defense was properly organized. And
sure, so what was Ukraine doing, trying to get Russia to overreact?
Correct. That's exactly what they're trying to do. And Zelensky, you know, hysterically pushing his people just to blow up something, just to go, if you cannot attack Moscow, attack St. Petersburg. We need you attacking Hermitage. You need to attack some museum. Destroy something. We need a very big picture to show that
blow
Ukraine
a pass,
is strong
blow a
and
passenger
mighty.
Train up, which only pisses the Russians
Correct.
Off.
That's what they're doing. That's they are purely terrorists. But the problem is that Ukrainian terrorists, okay, it's clear they are like the stooges, you know, in the hands of their handlers. But the problem is right now that we're talking about that Israel become a terrorist state and America becoming a terrorist state, just attacking and killing like a terrorist. What their, you know, motives to destroying the hospitals in Iran or to helping Ukrainians to destroy
the residential
areas.
No, I agree, but let me give a message to Russia, and I know I'm on the ground. Almost every Trump supporter I talk to, including high-level military, war heroes, you name it, current, former, people on the street, the polls show it. 80%+ are against this Ukraine war. 80%+ are against the Iran war. And so just know, not that it matters, but the American people do not support any of this.
Well, that's exactly. And you see, because of people like you, Alex, you've been trying to talk, you know, truth to the people. And you cannot cheat all the people. You cannot lie to them for long. They themselves feels where the right, where is wrong. Even now, because it's, you know, by one hand, it's very difficult now to cut off the any nation from any information. They're going to go and do their own research. They're going to find right sources. You know, you cannot now shut down internet and create a information gulag in the United States. So the people understand what's going on. That's why mainstream media lost its credibility. Nobody watching CNN, nobody watching, you know, all these, you know, alphabet soup, you know, channels, because they are just a propaganda tool. So why
and the only person watching is Trump. He still believes it.
Correct. But this entirely purpose, this, you know, Fox News, you know, Fox and Friends at morning, it's just made for the one single viewer and him, Trump, because he's watching the enjoying and start, you know, erratically posting the post in the, you know, X.
You saw the CNN poll that 100% support him.
Yeah, that's hilarious. You know, even in the, you know, in North Korea, they would not put 100%. They maybe will put 90, you know,
yeah, 8%, yeah, exactly.
You know?
Not even Pravda would say 100% support the Kremlin.
Right. Yeah. Well, he become, as you said, it's worse than the just a cult of personality, because even in the cult of personality, at least there is a certain rules. There is a team who working. They know, hey, guys, this is too far. Let's go a little bit, you know, creating more human image. Here, as you said, megalomaniac who lost every control, and there is nobody who tell him, hey, break down. Please stop. This went too far. You're going to lose your support. Again, whether we like it or not, eventually, if Trump behaving like this, and we're thinking that somebody pushing him, eventually, they already has a plan. It would be no election. Eventually, there is would be a plan. There is no will be no freedom of speech.
Victor, I know it's late in Russia. I know it's late in Russia. I promise I'll be gone in 5 minutes. I want to get closing comments from you in 2 minutes. We'll be right back. But let's put on screen. Everybody should follow you. You just launched it 3 weeks ago. Real Victor Boot on X. Be sure and follow that Real Victor Boot. All I hear is truth from this guy. I see nothing he said that's false. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy, but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin, or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. You may not know that the vitamin B12 that's in that formula, which is methylcobalamin, you may not know this, but that ingredient alone is crazy expensive. I think the last time I looked at the pricing of vitamin B12, it was something like $10,000 per kilogram. I mean, it's insanely expensive. And so the fact that you can get a bottle of this for, what is it, like $22 on the alexjonesstore.com. Honestly, it's unbelievable. I don't know how they're able to get to these prices. They've also got TMG in there. They've got CoQ10 in there. They've got vitamin B6 and so on. Also another form of folate in the same formula. The Ultra Methylene Red, and it's sweetened by stevia. So stevia, which is great. It's a natural leaf, you know, sweet leaf sweetener. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones Store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultra Methylene Red.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.